Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. Welcome back, time travelers. Today, I got a simple message for you. What I want for myself, I want for you. I want for all. Let's chat about partnering up with the Holy Spirit and aligning with the nature of God. So a very simple podcast today. So alignment can be defined as a position of agreement or an alliance. God is love, life, and the mind of nature. Pick that up, y'all. He is the mind of nature. When we seek to advance in life, we start the process or we start to develop the intention to advance all life. So not just ourselves, but all of life. The kingdom of God includes all life, and all life is an expression of God because God itself is life. Okay, do you hear what I say? All life is a part of God. All right, so Matthew 6 verse 9 and 13 reads, and it is written, after this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Boom. Okay, so this is such a powerful prayer. This is the Lord's Prayer. And the reason it's so powerful is because this is a prayer of advancing life. All right, hear what I say. When we say, our Father, give us, we are acknowledging our oneness with all of life. We are acknowledging the Most High as the Creator, and we are acknowledging that we are not separate from the whole of oneness in humanity. All right? This is a declaration of unison with nature. Again, God is the mind of nature. When you declare this, you are declaring this for others. You so give us our day, this daily bread, right? It is in unison, and that means you are entering into mentally oneness with all that is. You are then working together or partnering up with nature. You're partnering up with God. I and the Father are one. You and the Father are one. In this instance, the aim of your prayer or your intention is that all may have life and have it more abundantly. And that is what Jesus Christ wanted for all of us here on earth, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. God comes to fulfill, not to kill nor to destroy, okay? So you gotta know this, feel this one, all right? This is the desire of God. The Lord wants us to prosper. He wants us to be in good health, and He wants us to advance in life. And you gotta know, when we advance in life, when we go further, when we learn, when we grow, it is because of God. It is because He is advancing us, all right? It is His Spirit that is pushing us forward through all of life. So get into your heart to adopt the desire to see everyone prosper, all right? Pick that up. Adopt the desire to see others prosper, not only yourself, but others as well, okay? When you're doing this and you want to see people prosper in every single dimension of their life, whether that's in their finances, their career, their health, you want to see everyone around you prospering, okay? And you want to, and the reason why is because they're not separate from God either. They're just as much in God as you are, okay? So pick that up. What you are seeking for yourself, you are also seeking for others. And this is what will bring your desires, your dreams, your prayers, your hopes, everything closer. Because you are then working with nature. Because you gotta know, nature wants things to advance. Nature wants everything to continue, okay? Life, life more abundantly. Nature provides, there's cycles and seasons. Everything that goes on is all a process of life and advancing and growing and continuation, right? So know that God fulfills the desires of every living creature. And it is written, thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. That's Psalms 145:16. When we are working with God's nature, we are ensuring the satisfying of the desires of every living thing. So today, I charge you to pray, our Father, give us, and you say whatever it is that you're looking for. So today, I charge you to pray for not just yourself, but everyone else. Whatever you're in need of, whatever you're desiring, whatever you're seeking after today, pray that for everyone else. Our Father, give us this day blessings, joy, hope, prosperity, love, wealth, abundance, okay? Whatever it is that you're looking for, pray it not only for yourself, but pray it for others, and watch the doors of heaven open, not just for you, but for your family, your friends, and your enemies, okay? You got to know, they're in God too, and God loves them just as much as he loves you. You know, he has no respect of person. I just want to jump on here and share this quick little word with you guys because it blessed me. It was a revelation for me because I realized things work best in my own personal life when I'm in unison with the Holy Spirit, when I'm in unison with nature, when I'm wanting to see other people thrive and do well, then that's when things start to do well for me as well. And I just want to share that because in this world, you know, it can feel like it's a competition, like we're fighting for resources. But in the kingdom of heaven, we don't have to do that. What's for you is for you. What God has for you, no man can do anything to mess with it because God blessed it and put your name on it. You got to know you're abundant, you're beautiful, you're blessed, and there is no weapon formed against you that can prosper. And all you have to do is just step into alignment with you and nature. Pray for yourself, but also pray for others to see them thrive. And exactly what you want to see in others is going to happen for you. Our Father, give us peace. Our Father, give us life. Our Father, give us hope. Whatever you're seeking for yourself today, pray that for the whole of humanity. Because when you're doing that, you are then advancing life. And your prayer will be met with the Holy Spirit. And your prayer will prosper. And it will go forth and come into manifestation or in fruition, if you will. So with that being said, you guys, very simple podcast. I just had to share that with you guys because it was a revelation that was brought to my attention, and it just clicked and enlightened something within me, and I was like, you know what, we got to talk about this one. But anyways, that's the end of this podcast. I love you. God loves you. Have a beautiful and blessed day. And just remember, I dropped a couple new books. So we got DWE that is out right now, Dealing with Emotions. The book is available on all online platforms. Feel free to check it out. You can find it in the description. And also, I have a new book on the way called Creator, a guide for every communicator, teacher, and creative to tell your story and create the life of your dreams. So just know, I got a new book on the way. It'll be here next year. But in the meantime, if you want to check out DWE, it is a guide for all those who just want to learn how to deal with their emotions and get more into depth within themselves and their relationship with the Lord on an emotional space. This is all about cleaning that emotional body and dealing with those pesky emotions. That way they're not controlling us or affecting us in our actions or our day-to-day activities. So that book is available right now for anyone that needs it. And just know there's more podcasts on the way. I love you and God loves you. You guys have an awesome day.